Hello and welcome to The Mix. I am Caleb Graham. It is Thursday, the 10th of August, 2017, and today is Lazy Day. Unfortunately, I was not able to enjoy Lazy Day because I was at work all day. And let me tell you something, it is hot. I mean H-O-T in Florida right now. We are right in the middle of August, the middle of summer. It's the hottest time of the year. I'm so ready for some cooler weather come January. Still got a few more months, but maybe we'll be lucky and get some before that. So Lazy Day would have been nice to celebrate with it being so hot. However, I am currently sitting on the bed recording this podcast, so there's that. Started. Let's move on to some interesting news stories that I read about today. It appears that Canada is running out of room for asylum seekers, that is. In both a New York Times and CNN report, we learned that Canada is having some difficulty with the high numbers of those seeking asylum. So far this year, the country has brought in almost 75% the amount of people seeking asylum as were admitted in 2016. Now, these numbers were put out in July. That means that in just over half a year, just under the total for the entirety of last year has crossed into Canada. In recent weeks, the daily total of arrivals has gone from 50 to 150 per day. The individuals needing to keep their asylum status must steer clear of the official checkpoint spots at the border in order to do so. A temporary housing shelter was set up in the Olympic Stadium of Montreal to help with the massive movement of people coming across the U.S. border into Canada. Citizens have been calling on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to take a look at refugee admittance procedures as more and more asylum seekers are entering the country. Calling all fans of J.M. Barrie. If you've seen the film Finding Neverland or its Broadway adaptation, it can be seen by most that the author and playwright J.M. Barrie liked to have a lot of fun. Well, today, in an article by PBS NewsHour, it was reported that a discovery has just been made of an unpublished play written by J.M. Barrie. Now, Barrie is famous for the play Peter Pan, which debuted in 1904. He later brought that story to life again in the form of a novel in 1911. But this play appears to be a spoof of Sherlock Holmes and the genre of mystery in general. It's titled The Reconstruction of the Crime. Researchers from the Strand magazine, which is edited by Andrew Gully, found the play in some files of Barrie that are kept in the University of Texas Harry Ransom Center Library. The Strand magazine of the Detroit area will publish the play in this week's issue if you'd like to check it out. Sounds like fun. I think I wouldn't mind reading it myself. I haven't read a lot of plays over the years, and I'm just now trying to get into reading more plays. I have discovered it's a little hard not having a lot of description behind what I'm reading, but I'm getting better. I'm about to read, probably in a few weeks, the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child play, so I'm super excited to do that. Here's some music news for you. Kesha is in the midst of her epic comeback, and she's been making the rounds ahead of the release of her new album Rainbow, which drops tomorrow. Now, if you tuned into Good Morning America yesterday, you saw Kesha blow it away with a performance of her new hit song, Praying. She said in an interview on the show with Robin Roberts that she feels liberated and is making her surroundings more positive with decor of rainbows and unicorns. I can only imagine what her house looks like. If you're excited about Kesha's comeback, I would love to hear about it. If you're going to pick up or download the new album tomorrow, call in, let me know, or type something out in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. So I want to talk about a little bit why I am doing this podcast and pretty much kind of what I want to accomplish with this podcast. I haven't really taken a lot of time to do so, so I thought that for those who are listening could get to know me a little bit and understand why I'm doing what I'm doing and hopefully help me get the word out. First of all, I'm super excited that I found this incredibly easy to use, and not only easy to use, but also fun platform on Anchor. When I was looking for apps, well, let me go back. So I'm currently taking some online courses through Coursera, which if you've never heard of it, is also a really nice tool to kind of learn a new skill if you're interested in something. You can find all sorts of free, sometimes free courses. Sometimes you have to pay a little bit for them, but they're courses, and it's called Coursera, and it's a wonderful tool to use. It's comes from the MOOCs, which are massive online open courses, and that's kind of the basis of the site. And then you go onto the site and you can find different things that you can take on a very vast array of topics. The one that I chose to do is a journalism one, and it actually is what they call a specialization on Coursera, and it's done through the University of Michigan's journalism department. And it's really been a kind of an eye-opener for me. I took a couple of journalism classes in college, and that's what kind of sparked my interest back then. And so recently, I've just been trying to get more into it, figure out how I can get experience on my own, things like that. So I figured this would be a good place to start. So I went on Coursera, found the specialization, and I'm currently in the third of five classes that they offer as part of the specialization. They usually run for about 4 to 5 weeks. Each class does, and then at the end you get a certificate saying that you completed it and whatnot. The only thing that I would kind of say is a little bit of a downside for these courses is because you're not actually taking it through the university itself, you don't get a lot of feedback from the instructors, if any, really, on what you're doing as far as the assignments go that you turn in, because it has assignments that you can do and discussions and such like that, but and there are quizzes that also quiz you on what you've learned, but you don't really get a lot of hands-on work. However, having said that, the final class seems to be some sort of capstone project, so I'll come back to that once I'm done, kind of let you know what that was all about. Anyway, going back to the podcast, on this previous week's course, or one of the modules for the previous week, talked about audio in news reports. And it kind of sparked my interest again in doing a podcast, because in the past several years, I've tried several different ways to kind of get experience for myself in the journalism and broadcasting world, whether it be I tried doing mini podcasts on Tumblr, or I tried doing video podcasts on YouTube, or doing video blogs and things like that. And the biggest issue that I had was finding the time to do all those different things. So I kind of just did them sporadically over the years. And I was recently listening to another podcast here, the WP Barista. She's great. She's got a lot of really useful information, so you should check her out. But she was saying how it's a big time waster to try to use more than one or two different kinds of platforms. So after listening to this course about audio, they were talking about how podcasting and stuff is becoming a really big thing, and I knew that. I listened to a lot of podcasts, but I just never could figure out how I could make myself fit into that kind of subgenre of broadcasting. So after I looked at this course, one of the suggestions that they made was to try to start your own podcast. And that goes along with another big theme of the course, which is the only way to get experience in journalism is to actually do journalism. So I thought, well, let me just see if I can try to do this again. So I went on the App Store and found Anchor, and I'm just so excited that I did, because it's already been such a fun experience. This is only my fourth day adding a podcast, and I am super excited about what opportunities it could potentially open for me. Right now, I just kind of want to get my feet wet in it and practice. I actually just learned something new about this, that you can't just talk forever. It eventually will cut you off. So I'll try to keep it a little bit briefer. Anyway, back to why I'm doing this podcast. The class that I'm taking online suggested doing something like a podcast, and for whatever reason you wanted to, as a way to get experience and to practice. For me, it's journalism. So I basically am going to be doing, you know, some of my own news stories based on articles and such that I read every day, just as a way to kind of get used to talking about the news and things like that, so that one of these days, hopefully in the near future, I will be doing it and getting paid to do so. But anyway, right now I just wanted to have a little bit of fun and hopefully get some listeners and get some feedback. You know, that's one of the most important things with these sorts of endeavors, in my opinion, is a conversation. That's part of why I wanted to get into news, is because I like talking to people. I like having conversations. I like getting the truth out there to people. You know, our journalism today is in such a disarray. It's like you don't know which truth is real and which truth is the truth and which truth to listen to. There's too many truths. So, you know, I want to kind of be a part of this movement that's trying to get journalism back to what it's supposed to be, an unbiased reporting. And I would love to be a part of that movement, so I'm doing everything that I can to do so. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you have any feedback or any suggestions, anything you would like to add to what I've said so far, I would really appreciate it. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this probably each day on the podcast after I do my news segments, as well as who knows what other topics. That's why it's called The Mix, because it could be just about anything every day on this podcast. So we'll see what happens. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate the applause and the comments and everything that I've received on Twitter so far. I want to continue to grow and build my skills. And one way that I can do that, kind of like I said before, is with feedback. So please feel free to give me some. I have many ways that you can reach me on social media. On Twitter and Instagram, you can find me at Caleb Graham. Facebook at Caleb Graham TV. You can visit my website, CalebGrahamTV.com. And of course, you can always find me right here on this amazingness, if that's a word, that is Anchor. Thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you next time. Until then, add something new to the mix.